very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everyone, Matt Barrows coming to you with a solo 49ers Plus Minus podcast. This is on Wednesday, August 4th. This is a day off for the 49ers, so I thought it was a good opportunity to get everyone up to speed on the sophomore class, the second year guys. This is the year that Kyle Shanahan says can go either way. Obviously, the 49ers want to see players take a big jump from their rookie year to their second year. Doesn't always happen. We didn't see it with Renardo Green last year, for example. But there have been some other guys in the past that have had really big second-year jumps. I remember Navarro Bowman back in, I think, 2011 did that. He wasn't a starter at all the year before. And then all of a sudden, he was all-world. George Kittle, another good example of someone who made a big second-year leap. So let's go player by player through the 2025 draft class, through the 2025 rookie class, really. A couple of undrafted guys in that class as well. Starting with Mykel Williams, we all know that he's still coming back from that ACL injury. I think the hope, the 49ers say the hope is that he plays week one. He isn't practicing yet. He's out there for practices, so we're seeing him. We're seeing him do some stuff on the side. He looks good physique-wise. Certainly did not gain a lot of weight or anything like that. But will he play week one? I don't know. Remember, this injury happened 6 weeks after Nick Bosa tore his ACL, and Bosa isn't up to full speed in practice either, although he seems very close. So I would say, if I had to make a guess right now, I'd say that no, Mykel Williams does not play in week one, because that involves a 16-hour flight to Australia. They're going out 7 days early for that game. So it sort of decreases the offseason. It decreases the chance for some of these guys to get healthy at the last minute. So next up is Alfred Collins, the second-round pick last year. He is back in practice. Like Bosa, he's not doing any team drills, but arrow up for him. He looks good. I think if everything goes according to plan, he's starting next to Osa Odigizuwa in that defensive tackle spot against the Rams. We all remember last year might have been the best play of the year by a 49er. Alfred Collins' forced fumble at the goal line on Kyren Williams really saved that game, really kind of helped the 49ers hold on during a really difficult time in the season. I think it really helped the 49ers believe that despite being beat up and injured last year, that they could win some games and stay in the hunt, and that's exactly what they did. Two third-round picks. The first one is Nick Martin. I would say that he's probably the most pleasant surprise. We didn't see a lot of Martin last year. Just as he was starting to come on, he got that concussion. I think it was in the Browns game on November 30, and that was it. He didn't play after that. So he not only is practicing, he's practicing with the starters quite a bit. He's practicing as the strong side linebacker. That's a, I don't know, maybe 25%, 30% of the snaps position. Against the Rams, however, that could be a 90%. Snaps position, because the Rams used very effectively three tight ends last year. Nick Martin would be in that spot that Luke Gifford was in last year. And Trey Greenlaw doesn't play every snap. I think that they're kind of easing him back in as well, not giving him a full slate of starter snaps. And so when he's out, Nick Martin's in. So that suggests that if Trey Greenlaw ever got hurt during the season, it would be Nick Martin who comes in and plays next to Fred Warner at that weak side spot. So 3B, the other third round pick is, of course, Upton Stout. I thought that he was the best rookie last year. start to finish. He's picking up where he left off this year. He looks good. He's part of what I call the three-dog cornerback group. That's him, Renardo Green, and D'Amador Lenore. All have very similar personalities, all see themselves as dogs. Well, Lenore sees himself as a hyena, of course, which is dog-like, but, you know, everything is going well for Upton Stout right now. I think the 49ers are very happy with him. Now we go to the fourth round, C.J. West. With Alfred Collins out, C.J. West has been the de facto starter next to Odigizua. He missed a couple of days of practice, but is back now. I think he goes into the season as the number three defensive tackle. He reminds me a little bit of DJ Jones, which is a really good comparison for him. And might be actually a faster starter than DJ Jones was. Jones didn't really kind of hit his stride until a few years into his career. And then he really hit his stride after that. Next up, also fourth round, Jordan Watkins. He has been healthy. He was actually healthy last year at this time. He was one of the favorite targets in training camp a year ago. He ended up getting hurt in that first preseason game. He got a high ankle sprain. Somebody ran into his ankle, fell into his ankle. He's also picking up where he left off. And I kind of think that he's got a good shot not only to make the team, but to make an impact this year. I think he's a little bit better target maybe than Jacob Cowing. Now, Cowing might end up being the better punt returner of the two, and that would allow Cowing to dress and to play on Sundays. But I think that the 49ers quarterbacks like to go to Jordan Watkins. They like to go deep to Jordan Watkins. He's got good deep speed. That connection hasn't always been there, but I think the fact that they're targeting him speaks to him getting open and him being a trusted target. Next is the fifth round. That's Jordan James. He looked really good to begin camp, and then he got hurt. He has a broken rib that occurred when Fred Warner was trying to punch the ball out, as Fred Warner is wont to do. Last year around this time, Jordan James had a broken finger that required surgery and which sort of plunged him to the bottom of the running back pecking order. And it took him all season to kind of climb back up. And I don't think that this is going to last as long, but I also haven't seen him running on a side field or doing anything like that. I don't know how long he's going to be out. It could be some more time. The silver lining for Jordan James, although maybe not for the team, is that his competition for the number two role, Kalen Black, is dealing with an adductor injury. That's a muscle on the inside of a thigh, and he's going to be out for a little bit too. So neither guy is gaining ground right now, but I'm sure the 49ers would much prefer having both guys in. They both looked really good before they had to leave practice. Sticking with the fifth round, Marquis Siegel. He's the de facto starter now too, with Malik Mustafa out with a hamstring injury. It's been Jair Brown and Marquis Siegel in the backfield at safety. I was just watching the 49ers-Eagles playoff game the other day, and Jair Brown gets hurt early in that game, and Siegel comes in for him, and he hasn't played in basically half the season. Remember, he started out last year as a starter, and then once Mustafa got better, healthy, he replaced Siegel in the lineup. Well, in this case, it's Jair Brown who gets hurt, and it's Mustafa and Siegel who play the rest of that game. And Siegel was fantastic in that game. Like, he shot out of a cannon, a couple of big hits on Saquon Barkley in the backfield. He was a big reason why they won that game. And if he plays like that, I think that he's going to win that starting job. I sort of like him a little bit better than Malik Mustafa because I think he's a better complement to Jair Brown. Just more dynamic, faster guy, really good tackler in open space. So he looks to be in the lead right now. We'll have to wait and see. Round seven, Curtis Rourke. We didn't see him at all last year. He practiced a little bit late in the season. He's looked good so far. He's got a very smooth delivery, very much a pocket quarterback, taller than Brock Purdy. I think that Kyle Shanahan and crew would like to see the ball come out of his hand a little bit more quickly. But that's what you get with a young quarterback, and that should come with time. I think that the Curtis Rourke, Adrian Martinez competition, that's going to sort of dominate the preseason. These guys are going to get the bulk of the snaps in those three preseason games, and we should know by the end who the better player is. I'd say that Rourke has the bigger ceiling right now. But that Martinez has the higher floor. They trust Martinez right now if they had to play him in a game. Also round seven is Connor Colby. We thought in the spring that there would be a huge multi-guy competition for that left guard spot. But Colby's sort of running away with it at this point. I'd say that he's comfortably ahead of Robert Jones in that competition. He put on weight in the offseason. He just looks confident. He could end up being the best left guard that they've had there in a while. Dominic Pooney have looked really good in the one-on-one pass rush drills. Usually the defensive linemen win those, but those two guys have been solid. That looks to be a pretty good unit. If that unit stays healthy, I know that the 49ers offensive line gets a lot of criticism, but so far so good with that group, especially the guards. And then the last draft pick was Junior Bergen. I will say this for Bergen, he stays healthy. He was one of the few wide receivers who was healthy for all of last year. And if you training camp, I should say. And if you remember last training camp, it was just about every wide receiver got hurt at some point. He's been healthy this year, too. He's out there with the twos. He's out there with the threes. I don't think that he's quite gifted enough speed-wise, side-wise, to really be a consideration at wide receiver. But punt returner is up in the air. And if he really turns heads at that spot, I don't see why he couldn't be the team's designated punt returner. And then we get to a couple of undrafted guys. Sebastian Valdez is one, the Hulk. We all know him from last year. He's been getting some starter snaps every now and then, given all the injuries there. He's got his hands full, though, because they're two undrafted defensive tackles this year, James Thompson and Bryson Eason, who I think are pushing him as well. So those three guys, it's possible that one of those guys wins a 53-man roster spot, and then the 49ers try to get the other two on the practice squad. That they'll also be a group to watch in the preseason. They'll get plenty of snaps early on. Osa Odighizuwa was asked, which rookie has impressed you so far? And the guy that he pointed out was Bryson Eason. Bryson Eason is very sort of low to the ground, big, thick player, definitely a nose tackle type. In that way, he's a good complement for Osa Odighizuwa. And then the last guy, Jacob Robinson, he looked really good last year and then broke his arm and then was on an injury list for the rest of the season. He's back at it. He's playing nickel cornerback. I don't know if he's the backup nickel corner per se. I think if something ever happened to Upton Stout, then the 49ers would go back to that system where Deion Lenore plays on the outside on base downs and then slips inside on nickel downs, and then somebody else comes in, probably Jack Jones, Darrell Luter, one of those guys comes in and plays on the outside. But having said that, Jacob Robinson looks good. I think that the 49ers like him. I think he makes the practice squad at minimum. So there you have it. I think it's very much a thumbs up among the second year guys. Some of it is because of injury to other players, but I think that the 49ers have reason to be optimistic about the class. Now, do they have any superstars? Do they have any George Kittles, Dre Greenlaws, Fred Warners in this class? That remains to be seen. But I would say it looks solid at this point, and that's about probably all we can say six practices in. Anyway, Tim Kalkami and I will be back with you during the week. Thank you for tuning in.